For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Reverend Romeo Selmensah of the Makarios Church, Adringano, will teach and direct you with practical life experiences through the word of God to walk in the miraculous life in faith. This is the word of God.
Up your hands to the Lord and just thank the Lord for today, for giving you life to live, to be in His presence. Thank you, God. Lift up your voice and just thank the Lord for life. The fact that you are alive alone, it's a reason why you must thank the Lord. Just lift up your hands. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Father, we are grateful for today. Holy Spirit, we love you. It's always a blessing and a privilege to come before your presence. We acknowledge a fact that some people were buried yesterday. We acknowledge the fact that some people are in the hospital right now. We acknowledge the fact that people are in the prison as we are here. We acknowledge the fact that there are people like us who are packed in fridges. But by grace and the multitude of your mercies, because the sin that some committed and they died, we have also committed. But by the multitude of your grace and your mercy, we are still alive. I want to say thank you. The food that somebody ate and died, we have eaten the same food, but we are alive. We want to acknowledge that fact, that by grace and multitude of your mercy is what has brought us this far. We acknowledge the fact that at our age level, somebody like us is no more in existence. But we are still alive. I want to say thank you. We acknowledge the fact that it's not, when we started this year, 2022, it's not everybody that started with us who has come with us at this time. We acknowledge that fact that it has been by grace. And we want to say thank you. We acknowledge the fact that people were more Christian like we were, but they have backslided somewhere. But we by grace still stand before you to worship you. And it's all by grace and multitude of your mercy. And we want to say thank you. We acknowledge the fact that the economy of the country has suffered this year, but you have never stopped in providing for our needs. From the supplies of heaven, you have met our needs on a daily basis. We acknowledge the fact that businesses have not been doing well. Jobs have been lost. But we are still supplied by your provisions. We want to say thank you. We acknowledge the fact that every day we come here, there is something new you do in our lives. And today too, something new is going to happen to us. Because the Holy Ghost is always at work in the lives of the people of God. We want to say thank you, Holy Spirit. Speak to us. Let it not be the words of a man. Let it be the words of God. The testimonies of Jesus. The things that you have purposed in your heart to do. So too for us today. That everybody who is here or watching us, even at home, by the power of the Most High God, shall be transformed and be changed into the image of your glorious Son, Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Do it for us according to the will of things of God. Only you do. And we believe that you are here to reveal unto us the plans and purpose of God for his people. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Somebody say, welcome, Holy Spirit. Say, I welcome you, Holy Spirit. Speak to me. Touch my life. Make me a better person than I came. In Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands. Please be seated. Hallelujah. What a blessing to be in church, to always hear the word of God. Now, when you look carefully and listen carefully to the testimonies that people who stood here have said, nobody put the words in their mouth, so it is what they have experienced. See, Christianity is not reading books and talking. It's about practical manifestation of the word we hear. Hallelujah. If the words you hear doesn't manifest in your life, then there is something wrong with you. You didn't hear me. I say again, if the words spoken by God does not profit you, Hebrews chapter what? 4 verse 2. Hebrews 4 2. What does it say? Please write the scripture. You know, I was watching Bishop Oyedepo's program, and you see that everybody has a book. Even if you are Pope, you come to his church, you have a book and a pen you are writing. As he's preaching, they are writing notes. I said, hey, everybody, I didn't see iPad. No. Book and pen. You see, big time bishops sitting in front of him, anything he see, they write. I said, hey. The guy who came here, Paul Enecha, he was sitting in front like this. And as Bishop Oyedepo was preaching, he was writing. As after all this anointing, you are still writing. That is, see, that's how you learn how people become great. So if you come to church, you didn't take a pen, you didn't take a notebook, you didn't have anything to write, it means that you don't understand why you are here. Amen. Every time, because you can't go to school without the book, you will fail. So when you come before God, even God, before he spoke to Moses, he wrote it down. He wrote, he said, Moses, come. I have written something, go and read it, and read it to my people. You come to church, you don't write anything. What are you going from here to go and practice? Your head is not a recorder. It's not a tape. All that I'm saying, that's why you have to write it down. Say amen. So I'll give you the first scripture. I'm going to give you a lot of scriptures. First scripture. For unto us was the gospel. That is the good news that changes people. Unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word that was preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. You heard it all right, but it didn't profit you because you didn't believe what we were saying. You didn't believe it. You didn't add faith that what is coming from the mouth of a man of God. Smiles. Are you here? Go home. See, as I stand here, I am not the one speaking. God only needs a vessel to speak. That this place is called church. It's not Reverend Romeo's residence. Or is it my residence? It's a church. It doesn't need to be a cathedral before it's a church. A church is a place where people gather and share the word of God. Jesus Christ never had a cathedral, but crowd were following him. So, because they were interested in the words that he was speaking to them. And that is what changed their lives. Hallelujah. Your life must change by the hearing of these words. If your life does not change, it's not about me, it's not about God, it's about you. Because you don't believe. You don't believe. That's why you will not write it down. Say, hey, I may forget you. So let me write down. So that when I go home, I will go and read it again and again till the thing enters into my heart. Then what enters into your heart is what you receive. Because there the seed is there. So when the seed is not in your heart, there is no tree that come out of your heart. There shall be no fruit. Because the very seed has been taken away by Satan. You came to church all right. You heard the word. But the seed that's supposed to become a tree that should bring you fruits of blessing. The very day the seed was sown, Satan took it out. So if you leave the church and you forget about the message that was preached, it means that you have allowed Satan to take the seed out of your life. That's why we used to go to different churches. If I call you, tell me the church you used to be, the preaching that your pastor preached to, you don't remember even one message. Because you didn't put any of the seed in your heart. That's how you can't remember anything. But because you have come to a place where now you have become more spiritually conscious, you pick the seed, you allow the seed to stay in you, and the seed become a tree, and you bring forth the fruits of righteousness. Hallelujah. So you cannot just come to church without writing something down. And when you write it down, don't go and throw the book away. Acts chapter 17, verse 11. Write it down. See, I've given you two scriptures. Write it down. Acts 17, verse 11. Write these scriptures down. I'm going to give you the title of the message I'm going to preach. All that I'm saying, that should draw your attention. Acts 17, verse 11. Bible said that these were more noble than those in Thessalonica. Huh? In that they receive what? The word. The word. They receive the word, the preaching that Paul preached. Eh? With all readiness of mind. And after they receive it, they went back home and they searched the scriptures daily. Whether those things that the preacher said, no, was so. When the scriptures I'm giving you, you don't go back and study it again. You are not interested in the word. That's why your life will not prosper. Because what you are is what you brought here, and you went back home and you have become the same. So that's why you can come to death hundreds of years, but you will not prosper because you are not interested in the word that is spoken unto you. Isaiah 55, verse number 10. Are you writing the scriptures down? Listen to what God says. He said that for us the rain, send ye in so far. As the rain cometh down from heaven and returneth not to back to heaven. When God speaks his word, it doesn't return. He said that as the water rain come down and return, but it watereth the earth. It watereth the earth. And it maketh it to bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. When rain comes, it is bringing you food to eat. It's bringing you bread. It's going to profit you because why do you think rain has to come? Because a place where there's no rain, what happened? Famine. It's dryness. And God said in the next verse, 11, so shall my words be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it will accomplish that which I please. And it shall what? Prosper in the things whereon I sent you. So anytime God sends you a word, he's looking for your prosperity. Because like rain, send you in so far. Assassin, you're dry. Said, yeah, uncle, what are you? Assassin, say, you're dry. Said, yeah. What language can you do? Understand? English or tree? Tree. Ewe. Tree. Tien, me back out tree. Tien, you. Nanko ponse. Send me in so to frisra. Musa sasibu, I am very dry, sir. But in so no goose, ya pa. 3 days later, ubakona bibi ya fifi umuwa. And I was, Now, say now, banchi, that debit crash had ni any more. Certain things begin to come out of there because. If Ushama is so no talk, no talk, I didn't even let me so about my OTB decree. One real. But enormous assassin and run out, be womb. The idea will hear any and so. Tis and so, sir, good in the bad to say, ah, pa, Mosi be a PF primo. Now, by your idea, I didn't fast so ever, but wow, in Zona Togo assassin. Nanko Ponce, sad and assembly. So when you can go soon, Kuandia. And your papa be a war, brabo moa. Ah, and your pie, you know. Upon some catastrophe, I'm best to see you, you know. One more brabo, I had dried. So, what thing I mean, I sell now the two a coma soa. And my name, my papa be pie, pie, few a brabo moba. The pie, pie, few a brabo moba. You will never even know that these things are inside you. You will never know. But the more you hear the word of God, the more good things start coming out of your life. I see you become one of the blessed people. Because as long as you keep hearing God's word, you keep receiving rain in your life. Rain upon rain, rain upon rain, rain upon rain. And the more rain you receive, the more good things come out of your life. That is why you see, so we are now. Sorry, Nancy, or just so I did. You know, our sister who stood here is an university graduate. She was into something else until my son brought her. Said, where you are going, you are going to be doomed. I mean, you know, when we all go to university, we are into all kind of other things. I saw already a home here, cry. Where she was leading, going. After 2-3 steps, she realized that the journey was not good, busy. And it was lucky that my son said, let's go to church. My father is an anointed. When he stopped preaching, your life will change. I'm sure she was not interested in come following him, but it's like unwillingly, he just decided to come. And as the rain, kept pouring upon her life. As the rain kept pouring upon her life. As the rain kept pouring on her life. Certain things are coming out of her life that she never knew that she could ever become. From a village in Bolgatanga. Now teaching white people in Accra.
Hey, it can only
be there are many things you can't say it for security reasons.
You understand,
man? Yes. Where she's living, the job he's doing, other things. She never knew that these were inside her until she came to the house of God. And the rain of the west, the rain keep pouring, the rain keep pouring. The Reiki power. Suddenly things begin to appear. That is your destiny waiting for you. That is your destiny waiting for you. That is why when I see people who don't take the church serious, I don't know what your life is going to become. There is nothing good outside God. He is the creator of heaven and earth. If you don't know, I'm telling you. Your father can be the president of Ghana. If you don't know Jesus, your life is destroyed. I'm telling you. Oh, yes. South African former president, Jacob Zuma, he was a president of Ghana. Today, he goes to prison like he's a criminal. Someone who was a president. Who?
Untouchable.
All powers of the country, he was controlling it. Today, he's a prisoner. And many presidents who have come, they have found themselves in prisons. Many presidents in different countries. Why do you waste your time for politics? There's no future. It's only a season. 5 years, 3 years, 4 years, eight years, and then you're off. But thank God that God is building his church. I say God is building his church. Hallelujah. And so, I just want to share with you, you know, last Wednesday, we had a very powerful time. Those who came to church, see, they are clapping. You can't clap because you didn't come. There's a rain that poured over here. I tell you. There's a rain. You see, people are like, what happened? What happened? What happened? Because you are not interested in coming to midweek service. You are too busy to come to midweek service. Those who came, the rain they received. I wanted to preach that message, but the Holy Ghost told me that I should preach the message I preached on Tuesday. I was called to also go to Makarios headquarters. Huh? I had to beg the Holy Ghost to. You want me to continue the Tuesday? Man? Next week, I'll teach that message next week. Make sure you are here. Anybody who heard that message, they cannot see clear the future waiting for them. Oh, yes. There's one scripture. Which one? Ezekiel 36. That's the message I'm going to preach. That's the message I'm going to preach for you. Hallelujah. So for those who couldn't come to the Makarios, you couldn't come. I preached it on Tuesday. Bishop Eddie called me and said, go and preach on my behalf. I thought you were clapping for the Lord that your pastor has been chosen by God. Bishop Eddie, it's a great honor and a great privilege. Father, thank you for the life of our fathers. You know, that message I'm going to preach to you this week. Or the message I preach on Wednesday. But today, I want you to understand. Remember a week ago, we were at the Makarios headquarters. How many enjoyed the service? Was it a nice service? Yeah, we had a mega church service. Hallelujah. Very powerful soul in Sunday. It's unfortunate that our rare church members didn't come. Church members, nankasa nankasa, yeah, program ma uno. Omu mumu mama. Awo hoa invite omu mumu no. Omu de bae. See, let me tell you, you decide that, Mr. Joshua told the people, you choose to serve God. Or you choose to serve your business. Risky. It's simple. God is not forcing anybody to serve. You serve God. You are not serving God for anybody. If you don't know me, I'm telling you. We don't need your offering. We don't need your tithe. We don't need anything about you. What can you do for God? You ask yourself, what can you do for God? You rather need God to become what you want to become. Please get it clear. And whether you come or you don't come, the church will be built by God. Oh, yes. The church will never depend upon you for anything. You depend upon God for even the breath of life you are breathing. If you like mess up your life, God will take breath off your nose like that. The next time we see you, have become a dust. You have become dirty, smelly till you have to push you into fridge. There's nothing you have if you don't know. Let me tell you. You better learn how to respect yourself and respect God. Don't joke with your life. That people want you have to force and beg people before they come for choir rehearsals. Come to church for your own good. You don't understand God. I say, what you have, this foolish press that you have and Botox, that's the reason why you can't serve God. And men will mess you up. There are better Botox and better breasts that have been destroyed. What do you have that God didn't give it to you? Is it your color? Is it your money? Is it your car? Is it what do you have? Ask yourself, what do you have that was not given to you? That's because of that you can't come to God and come and serve God. Your life is in danger. Satan is deceiving you if you don't know. I'm telling you. Yes. Yes. Everything comes from God. You don't know God. That is why you are, it's like education, certificate, in what? Which profession? That we don't have here. Some here. Oh, man. Tell your neighbor, oh, man. Tell your neighbor, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. What do you have that you think you are so special that we have to beg you before you come to church? What do you have? Excuse me. You don't know God. That's why. The day I bring Yankopo, no one say, away. Now, book at Neza. I can recommend you. You can go and read, you know, what do you call it? Daniel chapter 4. It's a free advice I give you. Go and read Daniel chapter 4. Nebuchadnezzar, he wrote a personal letter. He said, I send it to all, everybody who shall become a king in any part of the world. Me, I was a king, but I thought I was big. God brought me down like an animal. He said, God brought me down like an animal. Yes. He turned my heart and gave me a heart of an animal. So I started eating grass. Me. God changed the heart like this. He reduced him so that he made him deal. The deal follow him like an animal. And so to an ojina. Ah, now what? Why he fear the brother? Does that be me now? Me hand am eko. He probably and so. Nakupo uni lo wase. Then when I came to my senses, then I realized God rules in the affairs of men. I humble myself and I started serving that God. I say I recommend to everybody. I recommend to every king. Nana ima. President. Go and read. It's a personal letter Nebuchadnezzar wrote to all the kings of the world. All the kings. Anybody who want to become, who is a king, whether a president or anywhere, CEO or anywhere. He said, I'm writing this letter for everybody who comes. Because the Bible said that his kingdom was the greatest kingdom ever. And he wrote that book. He said that everybody should read that book. So that you know that God rules in the affairs of men. Your company can collapse one day, you'll be shocked. Hey! You don't know God. Okay, that's not why I'm here. I just want to teach you. Hallelujah. We must sustain. You know, when we went there, we can see the beauty of a mega church. Isn't that true? Now, there is a vision God wants all of his children to have, that there is a prophetic destiny. The prophetic destiny of the church is that God builds, is supposed to be a great thing. The prophetic, that's when you read the book, the mega church, Bishop have 25 reasons why he must have a mega church. And the third point he made is that you must have a mega church because the prophetic destiny of every church that God built is to have a greater end than the beginning. Anything that God builds, I give you an example. Job chapter 8, verse 7. God himself has said, so you have to begin to catch that vision, catch that dream, put it in your heart. Because the Bible says, that's why I gave you, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. If you to them who believe, they see. But them that don't believe, they don't see it. Job 8. Job 8, 7. Quickly, please. Now watch. Though thy beginning was. Now everybody had a beginning. It's not true. And it is only now you know that your beginning was not good. It's not true. But where you started, you didn't even know that the beginning was not good. When you were born by your mother, you thought that the world you have come is the best place you have ever entered. But it's rather when you grew up that, hey, say now the beginning was bad. When you look at your own pictures some 5 years ago, 10 years ago, you ask yourself, ah, am I this one? Yeah, you are the one. When I finished 1979, a Saito, no form four in a village. That day, it's like our graduation day. So we take pictures. So recently, a friend of mine who's in London sent me just in 1979. Wow. When I look at myself, say, hey. I sent it to my wife. He said, who is that? I said, who is that? But you see, at that time, I mean, I was a guy in town. And I thought that challenge have arrived on this world. But you see, that is why you see the scripture say that, though the beginning, it was very small. It was very small. In some way. Form four leavers, 1979. You see. Proud one. Do you know my name they used to call me in those days? Do you want to know? Yeah. You want to know? This one my wife has never heard before. Nobody has said it before. But I see we are on the internet, so I'm afraid to say it. Even when we close, I can tell you. Hallelujah. Are you here of God? Though thy beginning was small, your latter end shall greatly increase. Clap for us. That's what God is seeing you. You see, when you come to God, immediately God gives birth to you. This is what he sees your future to be. Anything that God does, from the beginning, is little. But he sees afar. That's what's called the prophetic destiny. Destiny is something that is going to happen to you ahead of time. It has already been predicted.
It has already been planned by God. Yours is to just walk in that will of God, to see it being fulfilled in your life. Because the one who formed you in the womb, he told Jeremiah, he said, I knew you before I formed you in the womb. And he said, I knew what I'm going to make you to become. And so the one who forms, I know you and I plan that you're going to become this. And then you decide to leave that person who formed you and who has planned ahead of your life. Ask yourself, how far can you go in life? How far? Because the one who created you knows exactly what he has set in motion. That year after year, what is going to happen to you? He said, the eye has not seen, ear has not heard, it has not entered the heart of man, the things that God has prepared. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9, write the scripture down. God has prepared so many things. And so godliness helps you to be able to align the step by step your life on earth to see the fulfillment of God's plans and purpose for your life. Smile, you understand what I say? You see, so as our sister, she was brought up in Bolagatanga. As she was coming to Accra, God knew that he is going to meet a certain young man called Nana Asabri in the school. You see, it was part of God's master plan. Everybody, as you today you came to church, it is God who has planned that you must come to church today and come and hear this message from this son man of God, so that you can begin to align your life, your time, your energy towards what God has planned ahead of you. So there is a prophetic destiny that God has for his church and everybody within his church. You see, the day a British queen or prince give birth to a child, they know who it's going to become. The child doesn't need to struggle to know which will be my kingdom. If you are the first child, you know that you are the next to sit on the throne. If you are second, you know that you may not be the king, but you have certain regions that you shall be, have your inheritance. You don't need to struggle for that. That's how God's kingdom is. Hallelujah. Everyone has a destiny planned for you. But the question is, would you follow this God for him to unfold to you one after the other what his plan is for you? And only a problem. And that is where Obunsaba Katra said, enkwa sorry. If he said, okwa, obeti, ni nyamia kafa hono, you will know the truth. And the truth will set you free, so that you will stop smoking, you will stop drinking, you will stop fornicating, you will stop messing up, because Satan has given this thing to confuse you so that you won't come to hear what God has in store for you. And Satan has been wise. You see, he knows God. That's the Bible said that. Jesus said that he comes to you anytime you see Satan come, that he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Why do you think that? Because he knows that the day you know the truth, you shall be set free. So he will never teach you the truth. Don't go to church. Don't go to that pastor. Don't go to that charismatic church. Have you seen the pastor's car? It is a church member's money they call it. This is what Satan will tell you. Especially a few people who are a little educated. So now he has human knowledge. Let me tell you, there is a difference between human knowledge and divine knowledge. There's a difference. Far difference. Until you come to know spirituality, you are blind. That's why what is this guy? Cornelius, no, not Cornelius, the other guy. Who met Jesus Christ? Zacchaeus. No, Zacchaeus. Nicodemus. See, Nicodemus of a well-educated Pharisee. See, a lawyer. He has read the books. He's educated, well intelligent. He knows a lot about education, but he didn't know something called spiritual knowledge. But he could see that, no, this young man walking around here, his life and the things he's doing is different from we who say we know. He hasn't been to the university you have gone, but the things he's doing practically, we can see there's a difference between him and her. Us. So he Bible said in the night, Nicodemus, he said, no, I have to go and see this small boy. He had to bring down all his degrees and say, young man, the things that you are doing. See, like Christianity is about doing. What you can do with your life is Christianity. And not what you know. Knowledge doesn't make you. It is what the Spirit gave, enable you to do. Practical manifestation of your life. Since you say you are a Christian, what has become the fruit of your work? What difference has changed in your life? You can see you are educated, all right, but you are getting poorer and poorer every day. We have the best of economists in the country, the best of Bank of Ghana, the best, but the economy is swiping down, down, down. There is a spiritual knowledge that they lack. The day they find it, the country will turn. That is. There's a difference. There's a difference. That is why you cannot hold on to your knowledge. Do you know that as you are speaking, a lawyer, a doctor can take, put his hand on your heart and know the state of your, whether you are about to die. Because the knowledge he has about health, you don't have it. Even though you may be a lawyer. He's into another field of knowledge. There's another field of knowledge that you have no idea in that field. Hey, Maxwell, knowledge now also was an accountant. No? Only debit and credit, and only Jack. You move from debit and credit, so why confused? Yes. And I was like, oh, bought debit and credit. We are accountant, but your bottom is poor. Because it's not debit and credit that make your pocket low. There's a knowledge somebody has to prosper. Spiritual revelation. Are you here? Go home. I'm speaking to you from the mind and heart of God. That God's destiny for his church, his purpose and plan for his church. Which picture? This one I was in. This one I was in IPS. Yes. Yeah. This is the picture I'm talking about. Have you seen the one with the tie on the neck? On the left. One, two. The boy sitting down there. Sitting between two girls. Have you seen? That's me. Yes. Have you seen this face? Yes, I'll put you on watch like that. 79. I was 16 years old. Even there, you see that some element of anointing, of guidance was inside me. But that was my beginning. But today, you can see, though my beginning was small, by the grace of God, the latter end of me. Can you see the glory of the Lord? That is the future waiting for you. That is your future. That's what God has purposed for everybody. So that is why we need a church to be great and big, so that these prophetic blessings, everybody who belongs to you can experience it. Hallelujah. Are you here of God? I see you becoming an increased person. Don't give up serving God. Anybody who tell you don't go to church, he's the Satan's agent who have been sent to you. I'm telling you, it can be your mother, it can be your father, it can be your brothers, it can be your sister. You know, one day Jesus Christ was preaching. The Bible said that your parents and your family are looking for. He said, who are my parents? Who are my brothers? He said, these are not my brothers. And brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it. That means that even though traditionally I come from a family, when it comes to the kingdom's business, it is the people that hear the word of God who are my brothers. So I associate myself with people who are interested with God. If you are not interested with God, you are not my brother. And many of us, we are holding on to such foolish tradition. That's why you can't prosper. It's a foolish tradition. I'm speaking as a man of God to you. Until you disconnect, give me that scripture, Matthew chapter 11 or so. Jesus said that the people who are listening to the word of God, If you are not interested in the word of God, you are not interested in church, I consider you that you are not my brother. You keep holding on to people who don't go to churches. These are your friends. These are your brothers. Yeah. Sunday. Yes, yeah, bro. Sorry, I was saying we kuma kwa festival. So message and case a blessing to you. I'm amity. If it's a family meeting. We are not saying disconnect from your family, but you need to know the difference between your life and its advancement and the things that come from your family. Some family members will stop and discourage you. Some of you should have been married by now, but your fear is that your sister or your brother will not accept the person you are going to marry. Because you are holding on to tradition more than the word of God. That is why you can't see prosperity in a certain way. That man alone be fear na. Who's offering? Anyone who can hear more, the first thing is offering. Who's offering? You have disconnected something God has purposed for you. Read the Bible and see Jesus Christ. When he died, when he had followers, who are the people who were with him? Even where he died, he was not buried in his hometown. When he died, it was not family who came from his funeral. The people that God has raised for him. The real spiritual families, they took care of him. And I can tell you, the family of God will take care of you. If you are truly part of God's kingdom. Oh, yes. I've sponsored people on their wedding day to go to South Africa. I said, go and eat your wife there. I'm paying for you. Go and eat your wife there. And the mother and the father, they didn't pay for that. Go to Dubai. I book a hotel. I said, go and eat your wife here. I went to the hotel. I booked the place. I said, 7 o'clock, put on the air conditioning. The wedding is 2 o'clock. By the time we come from 7 to 5 o'clock, the room had chilled. So that when you enter, your wife cannot do anything than to hug you. Then he sparkled the fire in you. Hey! Only a two. Our time is up. Three prophetic words, that scriptures. I'm going to give you a week close because it's 12 o'clock. A few minutes to 12 o'clock. We need to close. The first one, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2. Three prophetic scriptures concerning the destiny of the church, which you must be part of. If you miss the church, you have missed your destiny. Oh, pesa wa brabo siwi ya. Fa humba bonyang kupon. Because there's a prophetic destiny that God is going to make the church great. Isaiah 2, it shall come to pass in the last day that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established. That means that there are businesses you can invest in, it will collapse. There are relationships you invest in, it will collapse. Some of you have invested in certain girls that it didn't work. Hey! So what transpa now doing a kappa? Oh boy, some relationship now working on. Eka. What do you mean? Your own person, Baba, asasa mlesukwa. It couldn't be established. It could not be established. Say amen. There are some ladies, chale, one word, yane, what pump to us, Oko Sintaria, Oko Tuntaria, Oko Dawamia, your word to my free. It didn't get established. It couldn't establish. What's our word changing? We see all a story to go. Everybody has got a story. Yes. It couldn't be established. Idea of your investment, you more in established. That's what we're doing. Credit ya wo tria pa ma anoma ni e ya ne se wo transfers cannot dey flow be fufuro Did I tell her a sort of my mango, my basket of mangoes? Hey! I promise to tell you that sort of my basket of mangoes. I'm sure time is not as unless you can tell you. Hey! A guy, we are bopper. Do you understand? But Bible said that, listen, I'm preaching. The Lord's house shall be what? Established. Something God wants to establish. Won't you be interested to be part of it? We have been in the country. I mean, anytime when I think of President Rawlings, listen. He ruled the country for 19 years. There was a time, 6 o'clock, everybody sleep. Because Rawlings said everybody should sleep in Ghana. And everybody has sleep in Ghana. Yes. He had power. He had authority. He could do anything he wanted to do in the country. Archbishop Duncan Williams had just started a church. They used to use blade, what do you call it? Bottle to clear his head like this. Yes. If you don't know, I'm telling you. Many of you are young people, you don't know what has happened in the country. Pintua. Oh, yes. If you mess up, they will just kill you and throw you into the sea. Nobody cares. Power. Power. Today, where is his kingdom? We never knew NDC would lose election. Never in the country. As long as Rawlings was alive, there was no way NDC could lose power. Let me catch you. You are young people, you don't know what has happened to the country. Power. But today they are struggling as opposition party. Because God has said everything will change. Only his kingdom shall be established. Say, heaven and earth shall pass away. Today, the man himself has passed away. Archbishop Duncan Williams is established. An established anointed man of God. Still doing the kingdom because he aligned himself to the kingdom of God. And God said, I will build my church and no gate of hell can prevail. After many years of struggling and arrest and put in prison and all kind of things. Because he aligned himself to the church. Today, he's one of the greatest men in Ghana. That's what God wants you to establish. His kingdom, you align yourself, you will never be disgraced. Young men, don't waste your time. One politician can say, let young the mo, young say, blah, blah, blah. Oh, my honor, for Mundi Kawan, I'm there. Make quite sorry. I have a place I'm going to commit my life and spend my days. I won't follow you, politician. You are in power. You need me to go to power. When you get there, you will forget about me. I'll serve God. There's a song that for the praises of men, I will never ever stand. For the kingdoms of this world, I will never give my heart away or shout my praise, my allegiance, my devotion, my desire and every emotion goes to serve the man who died on the cross. Only a God like you is worthy of my praise. That's why I'm here. That's why I've been a pastor for 22 years. I would rather serve this God in my lifetime than to give my life to PNDC, MPP, CPP, Kwame Nkrumah, CPP. Even you are afraid to talk about Kwame Nkrumah with your own family members because your children will go and report you. Your own children will go and report you. My daddy says something about you. The next thing you hear me say, put you in the car to the prison. Power. Today, where is Kwame Nkrumah? Today, where is CPP? It's a tent to a party of old men and old women. They just go and talk, and that's it. See, CPP shall go for it. If you look at this, I'm going to today, even if you appoint as a CPP president, you won't like to join. It's not true. See, I want you to understand that when God said, I will establish my church, you better have the wisdom to align yourself. Join the movement of God. Spend time. Therefore, spend your time and your energy with God and his church. Because that one day it shall be established. And he said, it shall be established on the mountain top. And it shall be exalted. That means that God shall lift it up like this. Above all the hills. And he said, all nations shall flow into it. They just have impact. Go and see nations upon nations flowing into the impact. Rollins is, where is he? Sitting, is somewhere rotting. Kwame Nkrumah is rotting. But God, I don't know what you want to use your life for. I don't want to, what you don't do. The future of your life should be. When we are talking about how you use your life on earth, should we say that you are CPP chairman or MPP secretary? That guy, he thought that he could move him. What is his name? John Bodo. The next time, we talk about him, they need a stroke. That's what it means. It tells, because the Bible is clear. Anything the word of God, that's what, it's a prophetic destiny of the church. Anything God has said shall come to pass practically. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. That is why you have to align your life with God and his kingdom. Hallelujah. All nations shall flow into it. Eh? Are you there? The next verse. Hi. What is it? Like 2 minutes. And many people shall go and say, come. Let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of God of Jacob, and he would teach us of his ways. His ways. He said, your ways are not my ways, neither are your thoughts my thoughts. And as far as heaven is above the earth, send your through and assassin them one side of me, Minyanko, Makwai, and the Wakwai, our person of us, you know. A book practice. Won't you love to know the ways of God into greatness and to prosperity? You can only find it when you come to church. Because we don't teach it in JHS or SSS. We will finish university, said, I don't know the ways of God. That is how you see a professor of Agric, but he doesn't even own a pottery farm. Professor of agriculture, and he doesn't have food to eat in his home, in his house. He's struggling to get food to eat. Professor of agriculture. Because see, there's a difference between learning book knowledge and the wisdom of becoming prosperous. That's why I see some people, they never go to school, but they prosper. Because they learn the ways of God quickly. And once they choose God's ways, they see, Archbishop Dr. Williams, he went to school up to class 3. Class 3. He didn't go to secondary school. Class 3. He didn't even do JHS. He didn't finish JHS. Class 3. But you see, he learned the ways of God. And today he speaks to presidents. Your storyline is about to change. And Mirasu said once, then she said, we shall go to the house of God and we shall learn of his ways, not our ways. Yes, yes. It's who buys here or suffer me Kenya me adrenaline. And let me clear what adrenaline. I born there with Simuna. Where my own see you here? No, I have to remove it and show you God's way so that it shall be well with you. Hallelujah. You will know the ways of God. We don't teach the ways of God in the university, we teach it in church. That's why you must be part of the mega church so that you shall hear these messages that will help change your destiny. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. You see, the lady, she's an IT consultant, but it's not IT that's making her rich. Have you thought about that? Yeah. Of course, you know, of course, of course, university, of course, you have 4 years university, and that university, they pay dollars, not CDs. Computer science. But you know, bro, once in a son ye, and first card and my dream. So, what to me, yes, I did. Nyankupon, dream, but my nipacon up, Pijawakosro, or Betis asked me, I saw them.
and no walk fast so our yeah. Sirana abemuna prepa. And so you are you'll be holding on to your certificate in computer science. And as for me, it's computer science I'm looking for to prosper. My whole life is computer science. So when I'm now application for computer science, computer science, computer science, computer science. No, be a humble servant. Serving and he's prospering. Obi kura wa empro kura wo hu nyansa se nipa na empro no abo a unti memhwe ma adwuma no nkoso ti computer science ka kra na empro no kura wo de sa certificate e sa be wi a niam for company no ya nkyra sa de we asori dem ya kyra wo different story. And when you apply the ways of God, you see that you see the prosperity of your life. Hallelujah. He shall teach us his ways, and we will walk in his path. For out of the church shall go forth the word and the law of the Lord from Jerusalem. This is the Jerusalem God has brought you. The words and the laws of the word are taught every day. God has anointed me with the word. It's you who is tired. Me. I can be preaching up to 7 p.m. if you don't want to go. Yes. But you are checking your time. So I have to close for you. I have to close for you. Let me give you this scripture and then we close. Zechariah chapter 36. Another prophetic word concerning the church that God wants you to know. And John. Now, I'm going to be a Jew. Now, I'm going to be a Jew. Now, I'm going to be Bible says I've raised many millionaires in the church since I became a pastor. Yes. By the teachings I've taught them. Ezekiel chapter 36. Ezekiel 36. Verse 33. We are going to read and we close. It's 12. It's just a minute or two to 12, and then we close. Are you there? Ezekiel 36. He said, "Thus saith the Lord God." Can you see it? Can you see it there? Are you with me? Thus saith who? Nyame obo we as na sema okan you. Tie ni okan. Aje asa na okan. He said, "In the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I will cause you to dwell in the cities." Eda ma wo obonia firi wo ho no. Saada na me nyaka be do ba wura cities. Memra benuma mo asase papa so atra. What is a city? A city is a place where good things are available to enjoy. Isn't it true? You have access to good things. Because as long as you live in a village, you don't have road, you don't have water, no toilet, no good hospital. As if you there, you are not a human being. You are, we are all Ghanaians, we all voted 111, but there are people, they struggle to even have a place to go to toilet. But some people, they poo-poo in a, what do you call it? You pour the water. Some people are looking for the water that you use to pour the water, food this way to drink. They drink with animals. Why? Because they are in the village. Now, spiritually, listen, that's how God is speaking. Anytime God speaks, he speaks spiritual. He said, "The day that I wash you of your sins, because as long as you are in the world, you are in sin. You are into smoking, drinking, fornication, lying, stealing, cheating, beating wives and beating girlfriends. Lions. Gossip. They say, the day that I will cleanse you from all your iniquities, I will cause you to dwell in the cities." Hallelujah. That means that the day you give your life to Christ and you join the church, God begin to make you to begin to experience certain good things in life. Many good things begin to happen to you. That is why our sister said that he is now fellowshipping with white people.
Say what you crash white man bend on brother you are down for Quran. But you see, a city, you have opportunity to meet certain people in your life. Are you here, home? Some of you are about to meet certain multi-millionaires that will change your storyline. Because God has purposed that once you have cleansed you of your sins, he must connect you to many good things of this world. See, because that is why, see, if you are not in church, how would you have met this big-time businessman? You and him, how can you sit here? Mr. Super Saint, the man who's he represents a product in Ghana. He represents a product. A special mosquito spray. It's a brand from China. And it comes in his name. The name Asante. His name is Asante. And the name of the spray is called Super Saint. A brand. Who can know how would I have met this person in your life? If you're in a village, how would you relate to this person? But you see, once you come to the city, you begin to connect to people that you know that this region, some of you, even the woman you marry. Agana. If you were in, where is it? Sehri. If you were in Sehri, would you have found this beautiful woman to marry? Not at all. Because, what happened? Because this is the day he cleansed you from your sins. And you joined the church. That is why you saw that there's something beautiful here. And I can tell you that many people that we have fellowship with, it, and especially a man you marry, a woman you marry, if it's not in church, there would never be a fellowship between the person. Because if Bushia will free money, Bushia will free money. Senya sorry, I didn't cover our kakra. And Kenya, they are only for calling bedding commander. Because the class our woman, who class ne no. Who ne why sir? Who be nyana so kodo kodina first lady we any makaje sister. I want to. Do you know the family she come from? The family you come from. Once we are all in the church, brother, and we are all singing together, we are all dancing together, we are all fellowshipping together, suddenly a certain energy and a certain vim come up and say, I think I am interested in you. And you also look at us and me too, it seems I'm interested. Suddenly you pa. Why? Because God has brought you to the city. You are enjoying the goodness of the cities of life. The cities of life. Some of you have never traveled before. But the Lord is about to open the door. I see 8 people who will be going to abroad before next year. Before next year, you are going. God is, because a city, we enjoy the benefit of sitting in place. Hallelujah. Bible says, blessed shall you be in the city. So if you come to a city, you don't get blessed. It's because you are still holding on to your village life. Many of us are holding on. That's why we can't see certain. There are some people there in the city, but their mind is still in the village. Even the bar, hallelujah. Christmas, what planet in Denny said, oh, got a politician back. Now the only American, because when you have a be our safi moi, we know about celebrity. We don't, even though you have come to church, but your mind is still village mind. The food you eat is still village food you eat. Hey, ask your neighbor, have you eaten a la carte before? I don't see it there. Have you gone to do what do you call it? What the last one? Table dot. Do you know table dot? Do you know a la carte? And now can say, hallelujah. As people go to restaurant, some of them are going for a la carte, some of them are going for table dot. Do you know table dot? Because a crisis is about no. There is some kind of food when you go some restaurant, when you enter, Uncle, your prophet. Alex, Charlie, Abraham, best summer, free degree. And some of me came up more, Abraham. Uber restaurant, Uber Didi, Untriahi, Uber Chiamo. You know, I have one of my spiritual sons. He came to me last week. He's in Volta region. He used to struggle to go to Bible school. I sponsored him to go to Bible school. Today, he represents a brand in the region. And he came for a conference just this week. Wow. Is that something? When he went for conference, he slept in the... He said, Daddy, I was sleeping in the hotel. I asked myself, am I the one? I said, yes, you are the one. He said, when I used to speak over you that this shall come to pass, you thought I was joking. Have you seen it's coming to pass in your life? He stayed in the hotel and they were eating food. Plenty. Morning, afternoon, evening. Yes, just coming for a conference. Just the job that God has placed him in. That job, they were meant to have a conference. Regional or national conference. And he was representing a region. Your time is about to change. As long as you are part of the church. The day I like this, the day I cleanse you from your sins, I will make you live in the cities. And now watch it. What is going to happen to you? Oh, it's beautiful. And the waste shall be built. You see that God is going to make you a builder. Everybody in this church shall build a building. I say everybody in this church shall build a building. It does not matter which job you are doing because God will cause you to build a house. It's that one of the anointings on this church is that buildings. We build easily. By the grace of God, that anointing is coming upon you. And watch the next verse. And the desolate shall be tilled, whereas he laid desolate in the sight of all that passed by. You know, people will pass by you and say, ah, nanya sima sina na first no tia siya na na braba wang wang. That's a nonsense. That's a nonsense. You must sound a problem. You see, people are going to say this about you. I said, people are going to say this about you. Because any time they pass by, they saw you say, what you say, oh, say, oh, fata. But suddenly, because you have come to church, God begin to bring things to your life. And then they will pass by and say that, hey, things have changed. It shall change for you. I said, it's got to change for you. Now watch it. He said, and the last verse, watch it quickly. And they shall say, this is what God is telling you. Say, one more no more tieno, one more muni one, one more muni one shasieno, one more kase, nyawu na abekao, misi nyawu na abekao, one more no more tieno. Say, and they shall say, but this land was destroyed. This land was na ense, na enfata, na asasiene nye, but the realness and nye may be a cell. It was desolate. How come that it has now become a garden of Eden? That's your story, Lord. God send me here to speak to you. You shall be, say, it's the people that you used to be with now, they themselves will say that this land was desolate. How come that it has now become a garden of Eden? That's what I'm saying. When somebody tells you, don't go to church, eh? Hey, what? How are you? You're praying, I'm here, I'm here. Now, we'll be catching men, quasary. Now, quasar for what you see, KD. We see, Kaya. Now, since I will tell you, I say, so, see, can the media and can the beginning? Eh? I saw the crowd, I'm joining you. And he said, so he tells you, it's not your money that we live here. Are you here? I'm gone. So for somebody to tell you that, oh, sorry, catching the cross, we Satan offers. I'm going to join this church. I want to join this church. Because this is what God has for. That the land that was desolate, people who know you will say that how have you become a garden of Eden? And the waste desolate land shall become fenced and inhabited. That you whose life was wretched, you could not be controlled. Every program, there was no fence or protection around your life. But when you come to church and you come to know God, so that the angel of God will protect you. When they say we are going for parties, they be said, no, I don't join the party.
where the party day today. What you happen now? Mamma, now quania cosemo. I know my abachos and Maria Uko, ye cosemo, and cosemo, so now cohoso. Hallelujah. The song itself is telling that baby, I walk on ye cosemo. And so now I was so sinner when you're friended. Because you are not fenced, you are not protected. So you just go anywhere you go, any place you like to go. But thank God that in the church, there shall be a divine fencing around your life. You shall see protection. You shall see divine angels protecting your life. That kind of sicknesses and diseases that others catch when they go and say, you know, it will not come to your life. Because there's a supernatural protection. Nobody was going to hold you. But you can see that, no, I can't go. I'm not part of this. This Christmas, many programs have been lined up for those who go and see him. And the ruined city shall become fenced and inhabited. The next verse, we are closing. And then the hidden that were left round about you shall know that I, the Lord, I build people whose lives were wretched. And I love the last sentence that I, the Lord, have spoken it and I will do it for you. Stand to your feet, everybody. Lift up your voice and praise the Lord. This is your prophetic destiny about my life, about the church. I want to associate myself. I want to be part of this church. I want to bring many people to know you in the church. If this is what you have in store for us in the church, then I should never stop coming to you, Lord. Lift up your voice, everybody, and begin to pray to God. And say, Lord, build me up. Restore me. Revive me. Build my life again. I was a wretched boy somewhere. I was a wretched lady, Lord. But today, I've come to know that when my life is surrendered to you, you will build me up. Oh, Lord, you make me a builder. You make me a great person. Oh, Lord, you will transfer me from village behavior, village life, village circumstances into a spiritual cities, Lord. Spiritual cities where only good things shall happen to my life. Oh, Lord, pray, everybody. Pray and commit your ways unto the Lord. Pray and say, Lord, I want to serve you. I want to love you all the days of my life. I'll give my life to you. I will serve you no matter what. I'll be in church. I will hear your word. See many good things manifesting in my life, appearing in my life. Mansoka Tayana, we thank you, Holy Spirit, for your revival. Oh, yes. Many who have lost hope in you through your word of prophecy, you have shown us, oh Lord, the future of our destinies as long as we stay in the house of God to serve you, Lord. We want to serve you. We want to bless you in Jesus' name. Every head bowed, every eye closed. You are here. Somebody invited you and you want to give your life to Christ. Remember Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 33. It says, it is the day that the Lord will cleanse you from your sins. Then you begin to see good things. As long as you are not cleansed of your sins, all these potential blessings that God has for his children. And remember, I'm not sure how many you so we need to fear on far more than people born in one. That's what Jesus Christ told Nicodemus. Except a man be born again, he cannot enter into those kingdoms where these good things are reserved for you. All these things have been prepared. But it's a kingdom you enter through the blood of Jesus. Without the blood of Jesus, you can never enter. If you say, "Obon ni ni, Señor, yes, mo jana tio obon niya," because the day that I cleanse you from your iniquities. So until your iniquities are cleansed by the blood of Jesus, you cannot enter into those realms. Why should you allow the little drinking, the little smoking that you smoke? Little we are, we are. And can we have a certificate, woman, doctorate in degree? What other now? I say, now we. I dare be done at the other one, Abraham. I don't know, they don't two win yas, I didn't know, you know. Now, man, I'm if you're a man, you're a couple of money, you're a shaft, you know.
It is only the day that your sins are cleansed that God commands his blessings to be open. Every head bow, please. Every eye close. Yen yina yesi trust. Yen yina yakati edi. Ebi obi netosa frewo. Maybe even you used to be a Christian, but you know that you are backslided because you have allowed the sins of this world to pollute you once again. But thank you that God is always a merciful God. The blood of Jesus is still flowing. Every head bow, every eye closed. Lift up your right hand. I'm going to pray with you. Say, Pastor, I want to come into this great God. A God who loves and cares for people like, I don't know, I have to come. Lift up your right hand. God bless you. No, man, don't feel shy. If today I'm saying I'm going to give you a visa to America, you'll be happy to lift up your hand. And this is more than American visa. You are entering into a kingdom of God where the goodness of God, as God has prophesied, will come to you. God bless you. Now, one thing, wherever you are, please take a step. Come forward. I'm going to lay my hands and pray for you. Brother Uncle, come to Jesus. Come. Sister, come on to Jesus. Line up here. Say, come on to Jesus. Give him your life today.
Give him your life today.
Let
him have his way.
Everybody close your eyes, please, and bow down your head and support these ones as they confess before God. You too confess your sins along, because there are things you have done that you need the cleansing of the blood to maintain your position in the kingdom. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for today that I am still alive to come to your presence, to hear your word. I know if I had died yesterday, I would have died as a sinner and I would have gone to hell and I'll be burned with fire because I didn't give my life to Christ. But today, you have made it clear to me that without Jesus and his blood, I cannot be cleansed. And therefore, I cannot enter into your kingdom. But through Jesus and the blood he shed, if I confess with my mouth that he's my Savior and believe with my heart, I will be saved. And so this morning, I come to you. Please have mercy on me and forgive me all my sins that I have ever done and I will ever do. Please forgive me. Today, I surrender my life to you. Let your blood cleanse me and cause me to enter into a good place of your blessings. I want to serve you. I want to love you. All the days of my life, I pledge to serve you, to see the fulfillment of every word of prophecy that I have heard today. Say, thank you, Jesus, that you are always there to wash away our sins. And so, Jesus, I want to say thank you for waiting for me to come and be saved. Thank you. Say, let your Holy Spirit come into my new heart and lead me to serve you, to follow you all the days of my life, to see the goodness and the wonders of God of my life. All that see me from today shall know
I am blessed because I've accepted Jesus as my Savior. Thank you for answering my prayer today. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, I lay my hand as a seal of your Spirit upon him. He has confessed. He has believed. Let me experience a new life. Oh, yes, a new life. From today, let your daughter begin to walk in new ways. He has learned of your ways. Your ways. Let me delight to know more of your ways. Not all his old ways. Give me a new direction. Let your Holy Spirit be upon him. I place a seal of your Spirit upon his forehead, that you are marking him as your own. Therefore, Satan will no more have influence upon his life. Holy Ghost, begin to have influence on his life. One day he will also be preaching like this, and many people shall give their life to Christ. And remember that on this day, the 11th day of December, he gave his life to Christ. And the man of God preached a message that he has never forgotten. Let him never forget the message as long as he lives. And use him as a great apostle for your kingdom. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you've been blessed by the message. Do visit us at the Macarius Church at Ringano on the 13th New Oyo Avenue behind the American House building. This and every Sunday are first and second services at 7:30 a.m. and 10 a.m. respectively. For counseling, prayer and spiritual support, do call 0244-327717 or 0243-869119. God richly bless you.